Okay, we continue our limud of the last parak of Maseches Peah, and today we are doing Mishnayos Dalid and Hey in Parak Ches of Maseches Peah. So Mishnah Dalid tells us, continuing the discussion of what an Ani is believed to say he's received as Maaser Ani and is therefore Pater from Trumas and Maaseros, so Ne'amanim al Yerek Chai, Ve'ne'amanim al Mavushal, he's believed to say about raw vegetables that this is what I received as Maaser Ani, but he's not believed to say about cooked vegetables that he received it as Maaser Ani, because who would give Maaser Ani from cooked vegetables? Why would you cook vegetables and then give it as Maaser Ani? You take Maaser Ani off the top and then you cook whatever you want to eat for yourself, but you don't give the aniyim already cooked vegetables. Elim kein hayu lo davar mu'ad, unless it was a tiny amount of cooked vegetables, shekein derech balabayis lios motzi milifaso, because sometimes a balabayis, if he realizes he hasn't taken Maaser Ani, as he's cooking a small amount in a pot, he'll put aside a little bit for Maaser Ani at that point. But if he's cooking a large amount, there's no way he's going to forget to take Maaser Ani first. He'll take Maaser Ani beforehand, but when he's cooking a small amount in a pot, so he'll just push aside a little bit for Maaser Ani. And therefore, you have the right to assume that when the Ani tells you that he received the Yama Aretz Ani tells you that he received these cooked vegetables as Maaser Ani, you have the right to assume that he's in fact telling you the truth. Now the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out that the Rambam is Mesayim in Bechiburo that Umitoch Sheyachal Omer Balabayis Nosnli Yachal Omer Ani Bishaltiv Mimat Nosai, that the Rambam adds an extra line over here that when the Ani presents you with cooked vegetables and says that I received these as Maaser Ani, he's believed, but not only that, even if he tells you that he tells you I cooked them, that this is Maaser Ani and I cooked it myself, so he's believed as well, meaning since he could have said I got it from the balabais in this way, so therefore he could say even if he's not claiming that the guy gave it to him in this way, he's claiming that he himself cooked it, so he's also believed. So the Tamil, he says the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I don't understand that. Of course he's believed to say that he cooked it. The whole reason not to believe him is because it's unusual to give cooked vegetables as Maaser Ani. But if he received raw vegetables and then cooked them, why wouldn't we believe him? Very difficult to say that the Rambam disagrees with that. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and I haven't found anyone that raises this question. And therefore, it's a major tzarachiyun. How could it be that no one raises this question? Why is the Rambam add this line and that's why he's believed to say that he himself cooked the vegetables? Of course he's believed to say he himself cooked the vegetables. So we just have the Mishnah the way we have it, that if he's claiming he received it as cooked vegetables, he's typically not believed, unless it's a davar mu'at. Says the Mishnah, now Mishnah Hey, Ein Pochsel Ani and Begorin, whenever we're distributing Maaser Ani, we always have to distribute a certain amount, a minimal amount of Maaser Ani. Why does there have to be a minimal shear of how much you're distributing? Meaning there are two dinim. There's a din of being mafresh Maaser Ani, where certainly you set aside 10%, and that's what goes to the ani, to the aniim. But as far as how much you give to each ani, that's really up to you. But there is a minimum amount you must give to each ani. So the amount that you're mafresh from your produce, that's 10%. That's automatic. How much are you going to give to each ani? That's up to you. As long as you follow these minimum amounts. Where do the minimum amounts come from? So the Bar Tanura writes, Kesha Mechalkin Maaser Ani Begorin. You have to give at least this minimum amount. That apparently Pasuk says that you're going to give Maaser Ani, then they're going to eat it and they will be satiated. So you need to give them enough to be satiated with. Now it's interesting, the Mishnah never mentions the words Maaser Ani. How do I know that we're not talking about Leket Shechen Pei over here, that there's a particular amount that has to be given? So the Tos Yantav points out, because we learned already back in the fourth parak that when it comes to Leket Shechen Peah, filu lavos, that they can go grab it, that there's no distribution of Leket Shechen Peah. We learned in the first Mishnah in the fourth parak that if 99 aniyim say we'd rather it be distributed in an orderly fashion, and one of them says lavos, one of them says no, just let us all grab it, then you have to listen to that guy, because he's saying what is actually the correct din, that they're allowed to just grab whatever they grab. So there is no minimum shear when it comes to Leket Shechen Peah, but when it comes to Maaser Ani, it's a shear of of a kedei sviya. So what is the shear? So it has to be no less than mechatzi kav chitim, than a half a kav of wheat. The kav saorim rameiro mechatzi kav, and Tanakama says a full kav of barley, but Rameir says a half a kav of barley. Kav chatzi kusmin, a kav and a half of spelt. The kav grogros and a kav of dried figs. O mana devela, or a mana of pressed figs. A mana is a unit of weight, as opposed to the others, which are units of volume. Rabbi Kiva says that a half a mana of pressed figs is good enough. Chatzi lug yayin, a half a lug yayin. Rabbi Akiva omer revius. Rabbi Kiva says even a quarter lug yayin. Revius shemen, a quarter lug of shemen. Rabbi Kiva omer shmin is even an eighth of a lug of shemen. So Rabbi Kiva keeps going with the smaller shear. He's more makel that you're allowed to give even a smaller shear. The shar kalaperos amar abashal. And when it comes to every other pri that we have not mentioned in the Mishnah that you can give Maisarani, you have to give an amount that the person could sell and purchase 2 meals worth of food with the money that he's going to get from selling the other peros. So it's interesting, when it comes to other peros, we don't say it's the amount that you could eat that would satisfy you, that would be considered a meal for you. No, the amount that you could sell and buy 2 meals worth of food. Now the Bar Tanura points out that we pass like the Tanakama, the more machmir shear in each case, and we pass like Abba Shaul that when it comes to shar peros, it has to be the amount that you could buy 2 meals worth of food. But then the Bar Tanura says, "V'lo nemru dvar malalu elu mechalik meisur ani begorin, avam mechalik meisur ani b'toch beiso mechalik v'ritzono v'lo nasu b'cham shear." That this is only if you're mechalik the meisur ani on the threshing floor, but when it comes to being mechalik meisur ani on the goren in your house, so then you can give. There is no shear. Then you can give whatever amount you want, meaning that whole gzeiros hakasava achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu is only if you're giving it out by the goren, if you're giving it out by the threshing floor. So again, Mishnah Dalet, we learned that an ani is not believed to say that he's received cooked vegetables as ma'aser ani unless it's a very tiny amount. And in Mishnah Hey, we learned the minimum shear of how much you have to give to each ani, and machlokas about certain of these shiurim. And when it comes to those items that we have not mentioned, it's the amount that he would be able to trade for 2 full seudos worth of food. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perechas Mishnah Vav.